This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Everything I'm about to tell you is going to seem really weird. It's going to seem disjointed, out of context. I'm going to make sense of it, though. You just hang in there. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden announced clemency for black people before the end of his second year. What do you think that means? You think that Joe Biden has a care of black folks? And because, you know, most presidents say, wait, they let things settle in, and then they say, okay, end of my first term, I'll start looking at people. Joe Biden is saying, I'm going to start looking at this now. 78-year-old, derelict, degenerate, demented Joe Biden, Captain Demento, you know what I call him, Joey Demento, he's saying, you know what, I'm going to start looking at this now. You think he just came to this? Like, he was sleeping and went, oh, geez, he woke up and went, oh, yeah, that's right, my pets. What do I do for my black pets? I better do something for these black folks in prison. Or do you think somebody whispered in his ear and said, hey, Joey, in order for us to keep the attack dogs that we have trained over the years ready to froth at the mouth at whatever we say, we better get to doing something before you die. By the way, where is his little black sidekick, Kamala Harris? Where is she at? I haven't heard anything from her. She's the most ineffective VP, and there have been a lot of them, for somebody who's touted to be, you know, right in line, a dude that's 78 years old who could die any minute, one foot on the grave, another on a banana peel, and I don't hear anything from her. Isn't she stirring up race hate somewhere? Hanging out with Maxine and Jay-Z and B or something? The clock, folks, is ticking on Joe Biden. That's what I read in that story, in case you missed it. What else we got? I already talked about Cuomo. You want me to talk about him again? My producers are like, yeah, you were going to cover it even more. See, I think the way they wanted me to talk about this is, how does Cuomo get $5.1 million for a book about a scamdemic where he talks about his leadership and he killed over 15,000 old folks? Usually when you kill old folks, people put you in jail. Unless you are a dictator, Pol Pot or Stalin or somebody, they want to put you away. Here's the love gov, the love gov, Mr. Chester the Molester, out there doing this stuff and killing old people and being a dictator, and still he's got his job. I bet Al Franken would like to know. I bet John Conyers would have liked to have known. You wonder why people fight to get to the top of the Democratic Party? Because you can do whatever you want. You can put top secret stuff on servers that you hide in your basement with your private IT guy. And you can run your crooked organization and nobody will say a word. You will be protected. Your husband can rape women. He can molest. He can, who knows, you could kill people. Oh, it's a conspiracy, Kevin. There you go with that Seth Rich stuff. I'm just saying, you can get away with murder if you worship at the hands of the Democrats. Here's my fear, though. My fear would be, okay, you're dirty, and they know you're dirty, but they go, no, Kev, just do what you want to do, man. It's a free-for-all up here until somebody doesn't like you. Until you say that one wrong thing at the cocktail party, you know. Like, indeed, Hillary, that dress does make you look fat, girl. Oh, Lord. Kev, you're dead. People would be moving away from you at the party. Can you imagine the look if you told Hillary she looked fat in that dress? You're gone, baby. You get to the top of the Democratic Party, you can do whatever you want. You can molest dozens of women. You can openly call yourself the love gov. It is a term of affection that you bestow on yourself. You can kill 15,000 old people, get a book deal that touts that, get an Emmy, an Emmy Award for your crooked nature, keep your position, just battle it. I mean, even Weinstein's got to be going, what? How did he do it? I'm just saying, man, that's an elixir. Some of us would like to have that kind of power. Let's admit it. That you could do no wrong. You could say what you want. You could do no wrong. You don't have to wear a mask. You can have parties where you, even by proxy, your friends get to name drop you and they get the same things you get. See, where I'm from, that's called elitism. Where you get something other people don't. And last time I checked, the people that were working for us shouldn't be considering themselves elitist. You want to put people in power who don't want it. Dare I go gladiator on you and tell you what Caesar said to Maximus? Those of you listening to the show, I know you're chuckling because you know I love to talk about some gladiator. Man, so the Democrats, they're conniving, man. Look at Maricopa County. The fake news media is now reporting that the GOP, the people in head of the count, they see it as a sham. Then why are they doing it? Why did somebody decide, you know what? This isn't adding up. So they can't beat you. They've tried subpoenas. They've tried everything. They've tried, you know, they cooked the books in every possible way. So now they're saying, even the GOP says it's a sham. So now the media, the new narrative is, it's a sham. Everybody, oh, it's a total sham. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even have to watch the other side. I promise you. If you watch the other media, I have not looked at any. My producers can tell you. I guarantee you, they're going to be taught. You're going to hear the word sham, 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 sham. Yeah, it's a sham. It's a total sham. Sham, sham. It's a sham, sham, or a scam. One of them. They're going to be saying it's a sham and a scam. Yep. Democrats cheated so they could continue the biggest monetary theft in world history. World history. And they know the clock is ticking. Joe Biden can't last forever. Kamala Harris is doubly incompetent and doubly despised. How are you going to sell the polls on her? People are going to be, whatever. You can't even sell the polls on Joey Demento. And people feel sorry for that old clown. So they got to do it, man. They are all. You want to talk about invested, dyed in the wool. What are the other things we can talk about? What are the other things I can say to make you understand how much they ain't just a little bit pregnant. They're having triplets. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, including vaccines this hour. I'm going to blow your mind with what you learn about vaccines. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You may not see it, but I see it. I see the ruse that's happening right now. Joe Biden is going to free the slaves. He's going to free black people. He's going to let them out early. Why? Because they know he ain't going to be around. That's my guess. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden's in bad health. He's certainly mentally been incapacitated for quite some time. If he works 3 hours a day, I'd be shocked. Somebody's always doing stuff for him. I wish they would let us behind the scenes. You want transparency? You watch old grandpa having to get his Depends on and somebody putting on that big adult diaper. I mean, it would be ugly to watch. Then they stand him in front of a camera. They make him lucid enough to keep him, you know, make it appear as though. And even with that, he can't read a teleprompter. He's not coherent in most of the things that he says. It's the talking points. Joe is on muscle memory from the 1980s. I wish I were exaggerating this. It's pathetic. It would be sad if it weren't so devious and evil. Joe Biden warned us. He says, the unvaccinated, well, if you don't get it, you know, I don't know, but something's going to happen. I got to wait till they tell me what, but there's something's going to happen. You're vaccinated, you're back to normal. Except, well, not really, because we know where you are. We got all kinds of sensors on you. You're magnetized. But, you know, we'll know where you are. We can track you. But you're good. Well, not exactly. Maybe not on planes and in businesses. It still won't do it, blah, blah, blah. So I'm curious how they're going to do it. They can't mandate a vaccine passport because that's going to open up a can of worms, man. They're trying, but they can't. They're maneuvering. So here's what somebody theorized. They said insurance won't cover the unvaccinated. Maybe that's going to be the case, in which case lawsuits will ensue. Lawsuits are going to happen regardless because I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting the shot. I'm going to travel freely. We're at a point now where you can start raising holy H-E double crooked socks. If you want to get a shot and you feel safe, great. I don't need to get a shot. So now, here's the other part of the conspiracy theory I was talking about from the first segment of this hour. Now we're shipping vaccines overseas, we're told. Do you believe this? Joe Biden has declared 60% of the people have had at least one shot. He's shooting for 70%, like either of those numbers is real. You believe those numbers? Because if you do, then you probably believe that Joe Biden got 82 million votes. Why do you think the government wants us to believe that 60% of people got a death poke? Here's what somebody wrote. Biden also announced that in addition to the 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which has not yet been approved for in the U.S., he's already committed to sharing with other nations. The country will also begin sending overseas doses of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines when they become available. And here's what he emphasized. We need to help fight the disease around the world and to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing and help the other people. It's the right thing to do. It's a smart thing to do. It's a strong thing to do. Can you hear the political speak in all of that? It's the right thing to do. It's a smart thing to do. It's a strong thing to do. Yeah, why? Because they want you to believe the rest of the world is getting vaccinated. Because they're going to send it to places and say, oh, all of Africa has been vaccinated. Everybody's getting the vaccine. The world is now safer because we shipped the vaccine. That's number one. Number two, he's trying to make you believe that he's being a humanitarian. We're shipping this vaccine. He's telling the unvaccinated, look, you got to understand, if you don't get your shot right now, we're going to be shipping this vaccine overseas. We're going to go help some other people that want it. If you don't want it, well, they're going to want it. These Africans will want it. They want everything we got. Ahura chaka, ahura chaka. Well, let me tell you something. Wherever they ship the vaccine, they aren't going to want it. The reason why they're shipping the vaccine is because you don't want it. How much money has been spent on this? What is this vaccine called? They're giving it away for free now. Let me tell you, a Wu Flu test, I forget what it was. I want to say it was $160 I was charged. I had to take four of these stupid Wu Flu tests. Now they're giving away the vaccine. They want you. Okay, so you get tested. Let me put it to you this way. The Wu Flu test at some point will be free. To get it. They're going to say, oh, you got the Wu Flu. You better get a vaccine. And you're going to say to yourself, if you're smart, well, if I have it and I didn't even know it, why do I care? Isn't that the case with all the people getting the shot? If you got it and you feel safe. See, it's all about the illusion of safety. If you feel safe for getting a shot, congratulations. I have the illusion of safety that I'm okay. How about we deal with that? Why is it, if this shot is available, they are still talking about vaccine passports and all this other stuff when in separation of the masses? How are you going to know? This section over here would be for the vaccinated. How are you going to know? Can you ask that question? It is against HIPAA regulations to ask that question. I'm going to talk about OSHA here in a bit, because OSHA, believe it or not, is coming to the rescue. But I want to stay on this topic for a little bit. Joe Biden freeing some black folks in record time. He's already talking about this. And now he's full court press on his vaccine. I think he thinks that's going to be his legacy. Get vaccinated or we'll all die. You all could die. Are you unvaccinated? If you don't do it, you're running a risk. Okay, we're cool with that. No, you can't be cool with that. He wants you to get it. So he threatens to ship all the vaccines overseas, just like they threaten to put black folks in front of you, white folks, before you get the shot. We're going to put black folks in front of you, and you didn't fall for it. Now they're threatening to ship it all overseas, because they want you to, how dare they ship it overseas when we could potentially need it. And you know what you white folks are saying out there? God bless you. You're saying, no, go ahead. Ship it to them Africans. I know that's not what conservatives are saying, but that's what them leftists are saying. Ship it to Ebola, Angola, Cameroon. Ship it. It's okay. Biden says he wants to help fight the disease around the world. Let me tell you, in Africa, they're not dying of this disease. I've given statistics in Tanzania. Anyway, some of these African countries, and they're like, man, we haven't had enough people die from this disease to shake a stick at. But here in America, you know what we were told? We were told this disease was like a rogue cop. They was hunting down black folks and killing us. Oh, there's a Negro. I'll go get him. That disease was running past 15 white people in a restaurant to go target the black dude. Yeah. It's a racist disease. Because it kills people that don't have good diets, who are, et cetera. So it's racist. Maybe it's even classist. Because, you know, white people can afford ventilators and stuff like that. Man, this stuff is funny to me. When we come back, we're going to talk about real data from the Europeans, and we're going to talk about OSHA. OSHA actually coming to the rescue of people, doing their job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing the formation of an independent counsel to probe the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling the commission slanted and accusing House Democrats of acting in bad faith. President Biden on Wednesday gave his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief. Biden speaking at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A week after hackers shut down a U.S. pipeline, President Biden may be lifting sanctions on a Russian pipeline.
The Biden administration is looking to waive sanctions on the corporate entity and CEO Matthias Warnick overseeing the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany, according to two unnamed sources that were briefed on the decision. Warnick and President Vladimir Putin are longtime friends, as Warnick is a former East German intelligence officer. The State Department's report heads for Congress Wednesday and will call for four companies and four ships that are supporting the pipeline construction to be put on the sanctions list. However, the State Department report is said to have waived the applications of those sanctions, citing U.S. national interests. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Testimony is underway in the trial of an illegal immigrant who allegedly killed former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts back in 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd like to take a moment to share with you some questions and answers that just this week were uploaded and answered from our very own CDC website regarding the experimental vaccine for COVID-19. Question: if I get vaccinated, can I stop wearing a mask? CDC answer: nope. If I get vaccinated, will I be resistant to COVID? CDC answer: maybe, but probably not. If I get vaccinated, I won't be contagious to others, right? Answer: no, the vaccine does not stop transmission. If I get vaccinated, how long will the vaccine last? CDC answer: no one knows. Why? Because it's still in its experimental phases. If I get vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? No. So then what is the advantage of getting vaccinated? The answer from the CDC: hoping the virus won't kill you. Question: are you sure the vaccine won't injure or kill me? CDC answer: no guarantees. Question: if statistically the virus has a 99.97 survival rate, why should I get vaccinated? CDC answer: to protect others. Question: so if I get vaccinated, I can protect everyone around me, right? CDC answer: no. Question: if I experience adverse effects from the vaccine, am I entitled to be compensated by the manufacturer or the government? CDC answer: absolutely not. You see, the government and the vaccine manufacturers have 100% zero liability. Why? Because according to the CDC, it's an experimental drug. So let's take a moment to summarize, shall we? The COVID-19 vaccine does not provide immunity, does not eliminate the virus, does not prevent death, does not guarantee you won't get it, does not stop you from passing it on to others, does not eliminate masks or social distancing, does not eliminate lockdowns, and if you have adverse effects, you're out of luck. So is everybody in this world just stupid? I'd have to say probably not, unless, of course, you're one of these people driving around in your car alone with a mask on, then yes, you deserve an award of some kind. Or if you truly believe that if you're standing in a restaurant, you can get COVID, but if you're sitting, you can't. I'm afraid if you believe that, you are aimlessly wandering through the forest of stupidity. And all of this now begs the question: why is it that the powers that be absolutely insist that you must be vaccinated with their experimental drug? Well, the answer is really pretty obvious if you think about it. So wake up and think about it.
I like when people do the work for me that I don't need to. I mean, I've already said most of this. I didn't know what the CDC said, except I got it in little glibs and glibs here and there, but I pretty much knew everything he's talked about. Can I stop wearing a mask if I get this shot? No. Are you resistant? Maybe, but probably not resistant to the Wu flu. Can you transmit it? You know, I shouldn't be able to transmit it. No, we can't say that. How long does the shot last? I don't know, because it's experimental. Can you stop social distancing? No. If there's no advantage, you know, why should I do this? Well, you hope the virus won't kill you. Are you sure about that? Nope, no guarantee. Statistically, you know, survival, given that it's like a, you know, 99.9% survival rate, why should I do it? Well, you want to protect others. So this will protect those around me. Nope, it won't. Could I be comped if it's something goes wrong, I get palsy, I die or whatever? Nope. Why? Because it's experimental. How can somebody force you to take something experimental? Well, OSHA has come to the rescue. And I'm going to talk about some other aspects of this a little later. No employer or anybody else should be able to mandate what a person does with his or her body, period. This includes prostitution. I know there are conservatives out there. Kevin, come on, man. I don't care if you want to sell your body, if you can find a buyer. What business of that is mine? The only reason why government regulates prostitution is because, or doesn't like it, is because they can't pay you. Let me put it this way. Prostitution is legal where the government gets its cut, right or wrong. So it's illegal where government doesn't get its cut. Sadly, for the government, it's already happening. They just don't get their cut. Whether it's dinner, you know, in a ball game or whatever, however they're doing it, people know how to get what they want out of somebody, keeping the middleman out of it. It's been like that since man was ever around, and it will be like that forever. But the point I'm making is it's your body. You choose to do what you want. If I don't want a shot, I don't get it. If I'm going to be contagious and I get a flu, so be it. There's nothing that you can do to stop it. And your shot doesn't necessarily do it, and certainly not in the way of the Wu flu. But using this scamdemic, some employers are trying to do this. They want to curry favor with Captain Demento's administration, so they pretend to be more woke than one another. They make getting a shot for a virus with a less than 1% death rate mandatory. I'm going to get into the death rate statistics. This is going to blow your mind. And I was shocked to learn that OSHA is coming to the rescue. Here's what they said. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has put employers on notice that should they attempt to require employees to receive injections of experimental COVID-19 gene therapy vaccines, a resulting adverse reaction will be considered work-related, for which the employer will be held liable. Now, here's what I want to say about this. I already know where the left is going to go, where the plotters are going to go. They're going to say, this is no longer experimental. No, the science is in. Well, it's not right now. And for me, it never will be. I suggest anybody who is under a mandate from his or her company to get this OSHA decree and get it slipped into HR some kind of way. Do it anonymously or do like me. Grow a pair and go walk in there and say, I just want to be very clear. I'm not getting the shot. If I'm forced to get it, I'm going to resign and sue you. I think that's what you do anyway. If there's an employer who's forcing you to get the shot, you say, I quit, here's OSHA, and you go immediately to an attorney and you get your fat payday. It's in their frequently asked sections of their website that has to do with COVID-19 safety compliance. Here's a question in full. If I require my employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of their employment, are adverse reactions to the vaccine recordable? If you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, then any adverse reaction to COVID-19 vaccine is work-related. The adverse reaction is recordable if it is a new case and it gives the guideline and meets one or more of the general recording criteria. This classification comes as an increasing number of employees seek to mandate this experimental injection despite the illegality. They are violating the Nuremberg Code. Wall Street Journal reported this beginning trend in varieties of fields, including machine operators, office workers, restaurant waiters, medical staff. I don't care if you talk right in somebody's face for your job. I don't care. I wouldn't get it. The Houston Methodist Hospital Network is mandating vaccines for both existing employees and new hires, barring an exemption. Chip Cutter wrote of the Wall Street Journal, those who fail to comply will be first suspended without pay and later terminated. Sue. Condition of employment. Since when is something like this a condition of employment? And worse, after the fact, you're already working for them and they're saying, no, now you're going to get the shot. Under these guidelines, these employers can be liable. It was a 39-year-old nurse's aide, Janet Moore, who died last New Year's Eve within 48 hours of receiving one of these injections. You want to know what her brother said? Her brother said she had the impression it was a mandatory vaccine that she had to take for her job. A 39-year-old woman has a better chance of being hit by a meteor in Bangladesh if she never were in Bangladesh than she has of dying from the Wu flu. But she took that shot. Another case involves the sad death of a 28-year-old named Sarah Stickles, nutritional specialist at a Swedish-American hospital in Rockford, Illinois. She died 5 days after her second shot in one of these vaccines. She thought the shot was mandatory. Like I said, folks, should never happen. Should never be forced to do something like this. And certainly not for this reason. These people died needlessly over a scamdemic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The WHO just came out and said overwork kills 745,000 people a year. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to know who pulled that stat from between their buttocks. How would they possibly know something like that? It's another of the made-up statistics that leftists try to pull all the time to give some level of credibility. Next year it'll be 500,000 or 2.3 million or whatever. They study nothing. They pay themselves for statistics that don't matter. to make themselves feel good. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. If I had said $835,000, would it make a difference to you? No. Because they don't know, and neither do you. What killed these people at work? Is it the Wu flu that did it? Overwork kills 745,000 people a year. Let me tell you what they're setting you up for. You shouldn't be working. Forget overworking. You shouldn't even be working. Why do you think so many people are sitting on their butts while good jobs wait here in America? Trumpian jobs. Because you know what they did? They stole enough money to say, where can we sit enough people on their butts where they'll stay on their butts? And they found their number. Pretty soon they're going to tell you, why would you even bother to work? Work creates stress, and stress kills people. Hey, here's a memo for everybody. Life kills people. It has a 100% effective rate of killing people. And I don't care how good we get at it, it's still going to be 100%. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I hope you'll go out and join PolitiChatter. Man, have we got some absolutely cool things going on. You just got to see it for yourselves. And if any of you are interested in becoming founders, we're going to do that at, if you donate $500 a month for a year, or if you just pay the flat $5,000 up front, you're a founder. And it's going to get you a lot of cool stuff. We've added to that number since I last talked to you. I don't know where we're at, but we're in the 30s. We're capping it at 100. I only want 87, but they want a round number because there were 87 founders. Anyway, more stuff I wanted to provide. I talked to you guys about OSHA coming to the rescue, saying to employers who forced the mandate of a shot of that vaccine, you're liable. I love that. Put the onus on somebody because you can't sue the government. You can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. Put it on the employers. Because let me tell you, they won't get people taking this shot if they find out it's not mandatory. And another thing they're going to find out about these stupid masks. Did you see this little 10-year-old boy who said, this mask makes me anxious. It makes me less able to concentrate. I can't breathe. He goes, my teacher takes her mask off because she's got asthma. I should be able to take mine. He goes, that's fine. I don't care. But I want the same choice she has. That little 10-year-old boy is going somewhere, and it's not like David Hogg. This kid can get to Harvard now. He's got more sense at 10 years old than David Hogg. And that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this real data of this Wu flu shot that they don't want to tell you. Here's what this is. This is a European report on these shots. The report through May the 8th lists 10,570 deaths, 405,290 injuries following injections of four experimental COVID shots. A Health Impact News subscriber in Europe ran the reports for each of these shots, and they're included in this thing, that, and we'll probably publish this. The subscriber volunteered to do it. He tabulated every reaction. You got to see this. Here's what he says. Total reactions for the experimental mRNA vaccine, tozinemarin, something like that, whatever. It's the Pfizer one. 5,368 deaths, 170,000 injuries. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Here are all the things I want to list that can happen to you with this COVID Wu flu vaccine nonsense. 12,435 blood and lymphatic system disorders. Includes 54 dead people. 8,551 cardiac disorders. Includes 636 deaths. You want to talk about the scary one? Dying of a heart attack. 636 people of 8,551 died. That's like an 8%. It's insane how much that is. Here's another one. Ear and labyrinth disorders, 4,828. Three of them died of it. Endocrine disorders, 153. I don't even know what the endocrine is. I know the endocrine system. But the point is, nobody died of endocrine disorders, but 153 people got them. Here's what I'm trying to make you understand. It's not just palsy. It's not just your eye stuff that we found. It's not just blood clots or death. There is a whole list of things that I'm going to be reading to you right now. I've already started. Blood and lymphatic system, 54 deaths of 12,000, give or take. Cardiac disorders, heart attacks, 636 deaths out of 8,000 of those. Congenital familial genetic disorders, 62. Four of them died. Bad ratio, by the way. I gave you ear and labyrinth disorders, 4,800 and change. Three of them died. And endocrine disorders, 153. Now you're thinking, Kevin, surely there's not anything more. Oh, but wait, ShamWow. Oh, but wait. 5,413 eye disorders, including 9 deaths. 37,167 gastrointestinal disorders, including 270 deaths. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second. Because, see, this is what I want you to understand. You get people that die, and you go, oh, it's a tragedy that they died. What about the people with eye and labyrinth disorders that didn't die? What eye disorder might you have? You might be blind. You might see triple. Who knows? As the old saying goes, there are things worse than death. Who knows of the blood and lymphatic system stuff that you might still be dealing with? 54 people died, but 12,435 minus 54 are still living with some sort of a blood and lymphatic system disorder. There were 8,551 cardiac disorders, 636 deaths from those, but the survivors still have something going on. It's like I told you, I got this stupid disease. This Chinese manufactured bioweapon is in my system, and I felt a tremble in my legs that I could not, I've never felt in my life. It finally went away, not 100%, but enough to where it doesn't bother me anymore. So I'm guessing my body's going, okay, kid, we're going to kick this bad. We're going to kick the wufu kung fu out of this thing, okay? But what are you left with? It's like gunshot victims in Chicago. Hey, 43 people shot, 5 dead. What about the people shot? Where did they get shot? Did they get shot in the head? Did they get shot in the mouth? Are they going to limp forever? Are they going to always be changed and altered in some way? Yeah, doggone skippy they are. But nobody's talking about that. Let me go on. General disorders and administrative site conditions, 115,627, 1,719 deaths. Hepatobiliary disorders, I don't even know what that is, 279, 24 deaths from it. That's a terrible ratio. 4,047 immune system disorders, 25 deaths. 12,099 infections and infestations, 589 deaths. 4,100 injury, poisoning, and procedural complications, 72 deaths. 8,900 investigations, they don't even know what those are, 196 deaths. 2,961 metabolism and nutritional disorders, 109 deaths. 59,217 musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, 58 deaths. 194 neoplasms, benign, malignant, or unspecified. These are cysts and polyps. 11 deaths. 74,400 something nervous system disorders, 535 deaths. I could go on. Let me just give you the rest because I'm not even going to be able to reach you the number of deaths. Psychiatric disorders, renal and urinary disorders, reproductive systems and breath disorders, respiratory, thoracic, and metanastinal disorders, skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders, social circumstances, surgical and medical procedures, vascular disorders. It is a litany of things you can die from this stupid disease, this stupid vaccine. Do what you want to do.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.